and this is not specifically a reaction to Brexit. There's a lot of ongoing discussion in relation to that. This is to do with the review of the County Development Plan, which has been out of public consultation and which has now been brought back to members, the submissions and that to discuss and agree, and it'll come up at our next council meeting. But within that, we deal with all aspects of plan and future development and job strategies, etc., in the county. And we recognise island communities, we recognise Gaelic areas, but one area we have never recognised ever, and that is the border community. And while all of Donegal and the border counties are affected by the border, as is the whole island of Ireland, the people who actually live on the border, who live within 5 or 10 miles of the border, they're not affected on a monthly basis or a yearly basis, even a weekly. They're actually affected on a daily basis.
So if this were recognised in the County Development Plan, what benefit would that actually be to those living close to the border in Donegal?
Well, basically, the County Development Plan is about strategies. It's about development strategies. It could be about housing, economic development, tourism, energy, everything that goes forward. The County Development Plan doesn't actually put infrastructure into place. It zones areas, it refers to areas, and government agencies, Europe and other agencies and other bodies all look at County Development Plans as a way of making plans for investment and for infrastructure going forward.
And presumably then it would pave the way for certain decisions to be made uniquely for this border region if it received a designation.
Yes, I'm asking, as I say, that this affects families here on an hour-to-hour basis. It's a green light on the map, or green line on the map, and it affects people from social welfare to jobs to taxation. Even if you're where your nearest loaf of bread is, might happen to be across the border. But it's a whole cultural, there's a cultural sign building up there, and the only time that we ever talk about it is when there's a change in the EU or a relationship with mainland Britain, when actually this is something that should be looked at on its own merit. And it's something that affects the border community. And in my opinion, it's distinct, say, a Gaelic area or in an island. It's a unique way of living for people along the border. And it's something that Europe and the rest of the world actually has recognised for a long time. You had areas such as the BMW and that. I think our own government and even our own county sometimes ignores the fact that you know, we talk about the border regards trade and sterling and that, but don't actually talk about it in relation to the people that live there and have to sort of carve out a living all the time. And this just affects businesses on the ground. One year they're doing well, the next year the sterling or some EU regulation goes the other way, and it does affect you. So I have asked, and I know our director has been sympathetic this time. I have been critical in the past that had raised these issues about border communities not getting full recognition within the County Development Plan, and also within other plans, which is HSE or any other plans that people have drawn up. And I think that now is the time when we're reviewing the County Development Plan that recognition must be given to the challenges and the opportunities to communities living along the border, the small villages, the one-off houses, the larger towns, and the impact that this has on communities, positive. It also has a bigger impact on our neighbours across the border.